Novelist Richard Russo specializes in capturing the humor and the messy humanity of small communities fighting against extinction. His novel Nobody's Fool was set in a working-class town in upstate New York. It was made into a movie starring Paul Newman. In his new novel, Empire Falls, Russo burrows deep into a dying town in Maine. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Not one wrong note. That's the most amazing thing about Richard Russo's new novel, Empire Falls. In a nearly 500-page story that spans generations and features such risky minor characters as a sassy waitress and a dirty old man, you'd think the literary odds would mandate that Russo would scribble a false bit of dialogue here, a canned observation there. Not so. Empire Falls flawlessly creates a fully realized world that's at the very least as engaging, hectic, and probably even as stupid as the one you fled by opening the book, with one irresistible difference. In his fictional realm, author god Russo doles out frequent epiphanies and measured justice. Russo's marvelous novel takes its title from a fictional old mill town in central Maine where the story is set. Like many of Russo's other literary locales, Empire Falls is an isolated place, dying a slow death. The working-class citizens of Empire Falls appreciate that, in a cosmic sense, the joke is on them, and has been ever since the 1970s, when the town's main employer, a textile mill, was bought by an international conglomerate. Within a couple of years, the mill was gutted, its mortgaged machinery disassembled and placed on trucks bound for Georgia and the Dominican Republic. Russo's main character here, Miles Roby, is a direct inheritor of this disaster, since his late mother Grace spent nearly her whole working life in the mill's adjacent shirt factory. 40-somethinger Miles now runs the Empire Grill, a greasy spoon landmark currently experiencing an upswing in business due to the patronage of faculty and students from a nearby college who've decided the grill is quaint. When the novel opens, Miles is in the midst of a divorce, and he's worried about the emotional fallout on his beloved teenage daughter, Tick. Because this is a small town, Miles finds himself regularly serving coffee to his almost ex-wife's boyfriend and running into folks he's known and in some cases disliked since childhood. A constant thorn in his side is Mrs. Francine Whiting, the matriarch of Empire Falls, whose husband's family founded and sold the mill. Mrs. Whiting claims she's left the Empire Grill to Miles in her will. But since she's as wily as a Maine coon cat, there's reason to suspect that she's just stringing Miles along in revenge for his mother's long-ago affair with her deceased husband. A constant thorn in Miles's other side is his con man father, Max, an itinerant house painter and irregular bather. Here's a snippet of Miles's ruminations on his father's wet sneezes. Max regarded covering his mouth as irrational behavior. The way he looked at it, you might as well cover your ass with your hand when you farted. See how much good that did. There's a shocking act of violence towards the end of Empire Falls, but essentially, the novel is about taking stock at midlife. It explores the way Miles, a thoughtful, gently depressive man, comes to terms, or doesn't, with the major decisions he's made, consciously or not. Chief among them was Miles' decision to drop out of college when his mother was dying of cancer. As Russo shrewdly shows, a little higher education is a dangerous thing in Empire Falls, dividing not quite college graduate Miles from most of the people he serves at the grill. Maybe one of the reasons Russo is so great at unsentimentally but generously depicting failing communities and the people left behind in them is because, as a literary novelist at the high end of the mid-list, he knows what it's like to be stranded in a world fast becoming extinct. Empire Falls might just airlift him up and out.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Empire Falls by Richard Russo.